Ви з SBS українською. Знайдіть більше чудових історій на sbs.com.au/ukrainian.
Нашого світу по всьому світу. Мабуть, якраз це слід згадати тепер, коли ми говоримо про друге і третє покоління нащадків українців в Україні кенгуру, евкаліптів і коал. Зорганізована українська спільнота в Австралії уже відзначила своє 70-ліття. Але нагадаю, що перші українці прибули сюди ще перед Першою світовою війною. І серед них, звичайно, Миклухо Маклай, яким був одним із перших. І ніколи не згорався свого українського походження. Однак совєтська пропаганда приписала його до Росії. Звичайно, тоді була Росія царська. І зовсім іншою, ніж вона є тепер. Так от, українська греко-католицька церква, яка перебувала десятиліттями у підпіллі на своїх рідних землях, у той же час засновувалася і розвивалася по всьому світу. І з приходом великої групи українців із німецьких концтаборів та примусових робіт прибули до Австралії. Саме тут вони і зорганізували свою церкву українську у цій привітній країні, як вони часто називають Австралію. Першим священнослужителем був отець Павло Смаль, якого запросили і приютили у своїй домівці у перші дні покійні вже, на жаль, Надія та Михайло Воронюки. Отож, опісля цього Римо-католицька церква Австралії надала храм тимчасово на період, допоки українська спільнота спромоглася побудувати свій храм Божий. І з цього часу уже спливло 70 літ. І ось минулої неділі, 9 лютого 2020 року, українці Великого Мельбурна, як і також із всієї Вікторії, зібралися знову у цьому храмі, щоб згадати минуле, поєднатися у спільній молитві і прославляти Бога нашого разом із усіма вірними, які прийшли у той день, серед яких були покоління українців, нащадків українців та австралійців. І, звичайно, найшанованішим гостем був пресвящений архієпископ Мельбурна Пітер Коменсолі. І, звичайно, був присутнім і довголітній епарх Української греко-католицької церкви Австралії, Нової Зеландії та країнах Океанії, пресвящений владика Кир Петро Стасюк. А далі, шановні друзі, давайте послухаємо спершу пресвященого владику Кир Петро Стасюка, якого я вже згадав, а вже згодом архієпископа Великого Мельбурна Пітера Коменсолі. Пресвящений владика Кир Петро Стасюк, зокрема, цього дня ось що розповів присутнім у цьому храмі, який став таким привітним і улюбленим місцем для багатьох українців у минулому та їх нащадків тепер.
Thank you. Христос рождається. First of all, I would like to welcome His Grace, the Archbishop of Melbourne, Peter Comensoli. I also want to thank Father Victor Ferrugia, the present pastor of St. Augustine's, for his hospitality here. I would like to thank the clergy and everyone who helped to set and organize this very special moment in our history, especially the parish council. And I would like to thank each and every one of you for coming and for making an attempt to discover the roots of our church here in Australia. This year, our Ukrainian Catholic Church will hold its 7th Patriarchal Sobor in Lviv, Ukraine. The theme for this year is immigration, settlement, global unity of the Church. Also, the Church is always with you everywhere. The Church really, in fact, has been with us everywhere we have been. Today we gather to thank God and to thank especially the Roman Catholic Church of Australia for the many years, for the early days of immigration, which started in 1948. As you know, the Australian government welcomed 18,000 Ukrainian immigrants after the Second World War. Over 4,000 of these settled around Melbourne. Back then, the Australian Catholic Church knew very little about Ukrainian Catholics, about its rituals, and about its traditions. And yet, they welcomed us into their churches because we were all brothers and sisters in Christ. Our church, our rite, is nothing like theirs. They had not seen or anything like it until that time when Ukrainians first settled in Australia. Archbishop Daniel Mannix deserves our deepest gratitude in offering us the hospitality of St. Augustine's Church. Looking at our church archives, we can see some very interesting facts about our life at St. Augustine's. We first came here in 1950. And we stayed until April of 1963. We had over 500 baptisms in those 13 years alone at this church. Probably over 1,000 if you look at all the other churches in Victoria. St. Augustine's saw 150 of our weddings. And it was very surprising to me, especially because of the fact that our immigrants were in their early 20s and early 30s, that there were 100 funerals in that time. What shocked me the most was the little notes on the funeral records in the church records which talk about the reason for death. Most of our immigrants were young, healthy individuals who had just survived concentration camps in Europe. There were many causes for death, amongst them cancer, but car accidents and motorcycle accidents were very, very common. Worse still, there was a big number of deaths simply recorded as workplace accidents, which means that our people who got jobs, a good number of them got killed by unsafe working conditions. You've got to ask yourself what was going on in Melbourne in those days. Certainly, we still have workplace accidents today, but nothing to the scale. And don't forget that this is out of a sampling of 4,000 people, and so many people died in the work industry. Most of the sacraments that I'm talking about were celebrated by my predecessor, Father Ivan Prashko, before he was yet a bishop. He did the majority of these baptisms, weddings, and funerals. Father Paulos Small was the first Ukrainian Catholic Church in Australia, and he settled here in Melbourne. He did a number of celebrations here in this church. But the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference and the church knew nothing about our church and about our married clergy. And it was within months, they ordered Father Small out of Australia. He moved to the United States, where he served our church until he passed away. I am hearing from many of you who have come to celebrate today about the early years, recollecting the very positive times and experiences that you had here in this very lovely church. Some are saying, yes, this church is very special. I was married here. Yes, I still like to come and I like to visit. I had my first communion here. Yes, I remember as a youngster catching public transport with my parents every Sunday to attend liturgy and to bond with others of the Ukrainian background. Many friendships were made here. It is a very special church, and it will remain so for our Ukrainian community. Immigration is still an important topic today. In the last 30 years, over 20 million Ukrainians have left Ukraine. They are presently living in almost every country in the world. Ukrainian immigrants are coming to our doors in Australia as well. We, if anyone, should know what it means to be an immigrant and what it means to treat people from foreign country and oppression properly. How things have changed. Whereas we once used to struggle just to exist ourselves, in these last 70 years, we have come to the point where we are helping other people in the problems that they have. Over the last 30 years, our eparchy alone has sent millions of dollars to Ukraine to rebuild the Ukrainian church and society ever since the collapse of the Soviet Union. During the 2004 tsunami in Asia, our church here in Australia collected $67,000 for Sri Lankan people and for the relief from the tsunami. We are no longer a church of immigrants, but are now in a Ukrainian-Australian church which has responsibilities for Australia. And during the last appeal for the bushfires, our community donated over $64,000. That is another sign of the fact that we have very much arrived and very much a part of the Australian fabric. Ukraine and the whole world are actually part of our vision and are part of the fact that we are one family. We are now Ukrainians that come from different eras, from different countries, from different generations. There are many non-Ukrainians that are now part of our church. Our modern questions are now, how do we integrate these many cultural backgrounds that we all come from and build the united Ukrainian Catholic Church? How can we maintain our faith, our church, our rituals in a secularized world while living in a minority situation? Our patriarch in his recent pastoral letter to us said, our church is no longer a local reality. It is limited to a particular territory. Today, she is at the same time global and local. Just as in the earlier times, despite all our difficulties, our parents and grandparents always gravitated towards the church to nurture their faith. Many of you have told me that Saint Augustine sometimes was too small to accommodate all of the faithful, and I'm really impressed, and I want to thank you for coming here today, even though we had a good number at the cathedral this morning. Today our churches are big enough. All of our Ukrainian churches in Australia are big enough for all the people that want to go to church. Our church is more developed and better organized than it ever was. We have our own catechism. We have our own pastoral programs. Our patriarch is telling us that our future lies in our understanding of our past. Our baptism in Kyiv in 988, our history at St. Augustine's. We must not forget our history. We must also plan for the future. We as a people and as a church are a deeply religious nation, a deeply religious people. We have lived through 70 years of Sylvian persecution and oppression. We were the biggest underground church in the history of Christianity. Ukraine's independence and the right for the Ukrainian Catholic Church to exist was announced some 30 years ago. Over 4 million people came out of the underground at once. It was a complete surprise and shock to the Soviet authorities. Let us continue to keep our eyes of faith on the icon of Jesus Christ. Our final destination rests with Him. May God bless each and every one of us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Нагадаю, шановні друзі, що це був виступ Преосвященного Владики Кирпетра Стасюка у церкві Святого Августина у Мельбурні 9 лютого 2020 року. Там проходила божественна літургія з нагоди 70-ліття Української греко-католицької церкви у Вікторії. А далі давайте послухаємо високодостойного гостя цього торжества – архієпископа Великого Мельбурна, Преосвященного Пітера Коменсоли.
Нехай буде ім'я Господне, благословенне, благословенне, нині, нині, тобі, і на віки, на віки.
Of the 70 years, 70th anniversary of the Ukrainian Catholic Church. So I want to just offer a word of acknowledgement, a word of gratitude, and a word of encouragement. The word of acknowledgement is, to just say how important I think it is that there are various expressions of the one Catholic Church present in our city. So not only yourselves as the Church of Ukraine, but also the other churches, particularly the Eastern churches that are present here in our city. The Saramelova, the Belkite, the Maronite, and the Galileans. All form the one Catholic faith, along with the Western Church in the Roman Rite that I represent today. So this is a very important acknowledgement because I think you particularly are somewhat hidden at times, and that's unfair. The fullness of the Catholic Church is in you, and I want to acknowledge that with you today, and to even though perhaps the great majority of Catholics in our city are of the Latin Church, nonetheless, the Ukrainian Church, your presence is really valuable, at least from my perspective. It's something that I would want to encourage, particularly the Church in the West, to understand and appreciate more. So firstly, that acknowledgement. Secondly, a word of gratitude. Thank you for being among us. Thank you for your presence in our city. Thank you for being an example that we are not a secular society here in Melbourne. We are a pluralist society. There are many of them here. In fact, the majority still are people of some faith. And so your example today, and on a weekly basis, and in your families on a daily basis, and in your work and so on, is just a tremendous gift to our city. So thank you for that. And thirdly, just a word of encouragement. I know that the Patriarch had time with the Pontiff, the Pope yesterday, or the day before maybe, and the importance of the word of the Patriarch when he asks that the Pope in Church Universal would pray in church in Ukraine. And so I just want to offer that word of encouragement that I will do that. Sure, you're doing that already. Machinations that take place in whatever society in which we belong, whatever nation we belong in, same sort of things happen, or what to accept. So similar things, machinations happen here in our own nation. But that means for you, as Ukrainian Catholics, I want to offer you a word of encouragement by your own witness of how you did here. In your prayer for those who are in Ukraine, you offer a witness of faith that is recognised by God, and in that recognition, the grace of God comes to those in need. So thank you, Miss. I encourage you in my own prayer for you. And it is wonderful that we can be Catholic together here in our city.
Відбулася величава молитва двох церков – Української греко-католицької церкви і Рим-католицької церкви Австралії. А вже згодом, неподалік цього храму, відбулася, так би мовити, товариська зустріч із перекускою та зі спогадами про минуле, зокрема, спогадами про свої літа, проведені у цій церкві, поділилися відомі українці Юрій Семків та Нестор Яворський. А більше, шановні друзі, про історію та, зокрема, становлення Української греко-католицької церкви Австралії ви можете знайти на веб-сторінці єпархії Української греко-католицької церкви, як також і дізнатися більше із першого та другого томів «Українці Австралії». А ці нотатки підготував для вас Богдан Рудницький. Хай щастить вам! І заодно нагадаю, що усе це ви можете переслухати у мережі інтернету також. www.sbs.com.eu/ukrainian.
SBS Radio.
Подобається? Поділіться, прокоментуйте. Слідкуйте за SBS українською на Facebook.